USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congressional leaders hosting a formal ceremony in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda before it's open for the public viewing of the late John McCain this afternoon. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan speaking at that ceremony a short time ago, saying of McCain,
"Though the highest office eluded him, he attained what is far more enduring, the abiding affection of his fellow citizens, and an example for future generations."
From the capital city to the Motor City, where they've gathered to remember a music legend. They've gathered for the Queen of Soul Aretha Franklin's funeral at a church in Detroit. Among those there, former President Bill Clinton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and dozens of entertainers. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.